Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you were able to join me as we share this time together. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have, He put a message on my heart that I just feel to share with you. And I've entitled it, Overcoming Boredom. Now, that might be a little unusual. You may never heard a message on overcoming boredom. But if you'll just stay with me, we can see that this really is a very subtle trap the enemy tries to ensnare God's people with. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord. You are the source of all joy, all strength, all life. And Lord, with You, all things are possible. And so, Father, we're asking that You will not only enable me to share Your word, but Lord, that our inner man, our spirits would be open and receptive to the word of the Lord, that we would be able to recognize in ourselves if in any way we've fallen short, if we're not really in the place that we should be. No, not necessarily that we're doing anything wrong, but Lord, You know how You desire our spiritual condition, our spiritual heart to be. And so, Father, we pray that You would ignite us, Lord, that we would be flames of fire for You. You make Your angels spirits and Your ministers a flaming fire. So, Father, that's what we desire. We desire to burn for You, burn brightly as a candle. Lord, a city set on a hill can't be hid. And if I have a candle, a lighted candle, no one puts it under a bushel. And so, Father, we pray that You would encourage those whose flame is diminishing a little bit or flickering. Father, we all go through seasons in our lives. We go through difficult times. And Father, right now I'm asking You to give us that needed impetus, that understanding that we can have wisdom and discernment and see where, in just the slightest way, the enemy might be trying to get us off base, off in one direction. If we do, Lord, if we continue that, we can get much further away from where You would want us to be. And I'm speaking spiritually. So, Father, we commit this time to You, and we pray, God, that You will anoint us. Also, Lord, minister to needs. Lord, You know circumstantial needs, spiritual needs, physical needs, financial needs, burdens on their hearts with loved ones, with conditions in their own lives. Father, we, Lord, by faith, cast cares upon You because You do care for us. Thank You, Lord, that You will provide whatever it is. Your grace is sufficient for us, and we give You praise and honor in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I said, the message I've entitled In Overcoming Boredom. And, beloved, this is an emotional state. It might seem strange to talk about it, and you might say, well, you know, that's not something I'm not worried about. But, beloved, if we are very honest, we will have to admit from time to time that we do experience boredom. And also, most importantly, I'm going to share the spiritual remedy for this condition. So, what is boredom? That might be too strong a word for you. The verb form is bore. The definition is to weary with ennui or tedium. Now, that word ennui, it's a French word. It means annoyance or a feeling of weariness or dissatisfaction. So, boredom, while that sounds very harsh or strong, basically any kind of dissatisfaction, any kind of weariness or feeling that your life is just tedious, there's no changes. What does tedious mean? By definition, it's tiresome because of length or dullness. And so once we really understand what that means, then we can see that the enemy uses that quite a bit against us if he can succeed to diminish our testimony, to make us less effective for Jesus. So let's look at a few things. Let's look at the physical world. We're talking about boredom, and boredom is a sense of saying nothing is changing. Everything's the same. It's tiresome because nothing is changing. This has gone on just for so long. There's nothing very exciting, nothing very interesting going on, and just a feeling of being weary and dissatisfied. So let's stop for a minute. Let's place aside our emotions, which we can easily relate to, and let's look at the physical world. Boredom is a sense or a feeling that nothing is changing. But in the natural world, let's look at reality. Is that ever true in the natural world? No. Why? Because we are living in time. Time started with the fall. A time is coming when time will be no more. Hallelujah. We will be in eternity with our Lord. Praise God. But what is the characteristic of time? It is filled with changes. Look at the natural world. Regardless of where you may live, there could be variations, but basically there are four seasons. God said there would be in Genesis. And so there's especially if you live in an all-season climate or location, there's summer, which is warm and hot maybe. There's the fall, the coldness of winter, and the breaking forth of spring of harvest, or not harvest, but crops, and planting of crops and flowers, and like the world coming awake. So that's the natural world. It is never static. But also, beloved, on a spiritual plane, in God's realm, there's nothing static. God has a timetable. He had a timetable before he ever started all of this. He knew exactly when he created man, he had a plan. And once when Adam and Eve sinned, oh, this is just a thought that I'll share with you, I bet that's when time began, because he knew he had a plan of salvation, that Jesus was going to come. And then in that course of time, in those millennium, he knew exactly what was going to unfold, when it was going to unfold. Isn't that just totally amazing? But when sin entered the world, that's when time entered, because he has told us that there would be, you know, a day with the Lord. A day with our day is as 1,000 years with the Lord. But for the sake of his plan of redemption, there he had to work within the framework of time. And so we are living in time. But also, as we look to the spiritual world, that was God's world. But in terms of the huge dimension of the spiritual world, there's nothing static. In our lives, or in the realm of the spirit, things are either going forward or they're going backward or regressing. Now, what does Scripture have to say? Well, it says we are to be daily changed. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." And when God gives a scripture like this one, the emphasis is for now. It's the present time. This is something that is an ongoing daily experience. We are to be experiencing changes. They may not be huge changes, but they're small, ever so slight. There is changing. There should not be any kind of static. And of course, there is daily renewal. Daily renewal. Ephesians 4:23 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that she put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And so we cannot afford to have our minds be in the same state or condition that it was when we came to Christ. That's the carnal mind. And that's enmity against God. And so we have to make a considered effort. It's part of our flesh nature. And if we don't do that, that's you have, as a result, carnal Christians that aren't growing in the things of the Lord. They aren't growing and maturing in righteousness as far as our outward behavior. We have righteousness positionally because of Jesus' blood and sacrifice if we are saved, but there is an ongoing pursuit of becoming like Jesus. That's what Ephesians says, you know, until we come to the measure of the stature of a perfect man, even Christ Jesus. That's where we need to be. And then also, we're to be daily changed. There's daily renewal. And then there's an advancing. Philippians 3:13, Paul says, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." We can't stay stuck in the past, beloved. "And reaching forth unto those things which are before." Hallelujah. Our future, the present day, and moving on. "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Praise God. This is what we are to do. And so all those scriptures imply activity. It doesn't imply just sitting there, because even waiting for God actually is a very active thing. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and we will begin to talk tomorrow about the condition of boredom. We're going to understand a little bit more what it is. And so I invite you to tune in at the same time. We're heard on the station Monday through Friday, or if you miss a broadcast, you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, as this broadcast comes to a close, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. You may have been listening for quite some time. You may have never written to a radio ministry before, one of prayer, but this ministry has been established since 1965 to be a partner of prayer with God's people. Sometimes you're just not able to pray with anyone that you feel comfortable with, but I alone read the letters, and I'll stand with you in prayer. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,